I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Black business entrepreneurs find support in Marin City. The family of a woman who died after leaving jail threatens to sue the cops. Cities might get more time to cut water pollution. The Hunter's Point cleanup begins again. And a new study shows that people who move away from the Bay may be doing better, but with trade-offs. A new entrepreneurship program is helping young Black Marin City residents build businesses. 12 participants recently completed the first phase of training for a Marin City Entrepreneur Collective, a nonprofit-backed pilot project that teaches business skills and connects entrepreneurs to mentors and funding. At the completion ceremony, historian Felicia Gaston, executive director of the nonprofit Rise Marin, noted that Marin City once had its own barbershops, beauty salons, cafes, dry cleaners, and tailors. There were once 10,000 Black residents living in Marin City and working in the shipyards that operated there during World War II. Today, there are 825. The renewed effort, organized by the Marin Community Foundation, aims to address decades of economic inequity caused by redlining and redevelopment in the post-war years. In another effort, there's a new Rotary Club of Marin City. It's just reopened a flea market where local vendors can sell goods on the fourth Saturday of every month. It's located at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, just off Highway 101. The family of a woman who died shortly after being released from the Marin County Jail has threatened a federal civil rights lawsuit against the county and the Central Marin Police Authority. Tammy Manzanilla had lived on the streets for 15 years. She had several run-ins with the police and struggled with addiction. Manzanilla's sister, Amy Berry, said Tammy spent about 18 hours in a sobering jail on April 8th without any medical attention before she was transported to a hospital where she died April 11th. A tort claim filed last week alleges officials ignored her worsening medical condition, failed to notify a nurse, and released her while she was critically ill. In a statement, the county expressed deep condolences but declined to comment on the pending case. In 2022 and 2023, harmful algae blooms in the San Francisco Bay led to massive fish kills. The cause was traced to pollutants discharged into the bay from wastewater treatment plants. Stricter rules followed, including a mandate to reduce pollutants by 40% by 2034, with an estimated cost at about $11 billion. Last week, the San Francisco Bay Regional Water Quality Control Board set in place a path for certain facility upgrades to get more time, maybe up to 5 years. They include nature-based solutions, like building pollution-absorbing levees or wetlands adjacent to wastewater treatment facilities. In addition to filtering effluent before it reaches the bay, they can provide added protection against sea level rise. Other qualifying projects include recycled water facilities and treatment plants that need additional time to test innovative technologies that reduce energy and chemical usage. Meanwhile, another algae bloom can happen anytime, according to environmental nonprofit San Francisco Baykeeper. The group is opposed to the extension, arguing that pollutants needed to be reduced years ago. Cleanup crews will begin removing radioactive material this week from a building at San Francisco's Hunter's Point Naval Shipyard. It was discovered in a storage locker in April. Officials now think the material had been hidden there around 2019. Federal and state environmental agencies and the Naval Criminal Investigative Service are investigating specifically who left it there. The former Navy shipyard was designated a federal Superfund site in 1989. Bay Area residents who move away often find more affordable housing but face trade-offs. That's according to a new UC California Policy Lab report. Movers typically relocate to neighborhoods where home values are about 50% lower and rents are one-third cheaper. Migration is also changing the region's demographics. White residents are leaving the Bay Area en net, while residents of color, particularly Asian and Pacific Islander households, are moving into the region in greater numbers. Those leaving California are 33% more likely to own a home within 5 years. However, they often earn lower incomes, send their kids to lower-performing schools, and face greater risks from wildfires, flooding, and extreme heat. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.